right. I'll be getting late in Zurich. I haven't figured out what time it was. All right. Let's move on to item 6A, miscellaneous staff reports. Gail, do we have any staff reports this morning?
There are no staff reports today.
All right. B, outside professional reports. I don't see any outside professionals on our call, so we'll assume there are none. And then item C is trustee comments. Wow, this is a, this group has somewhere else to be. They're double parked. That's pretty clear. All right. Well, oh, I'm sorry. Mike Sloan has his hand up. I apologize.
Yeah, no problem. I just thought of, since it's my responsibility, I just on the October 10th and 11th, I attended the CRCEA conference in Sacramento. Some people aren't really familiar what CRCEA is, but it's the California Retired County Employees Association. And if you think of it, it's very much like SACRS. We represent the same 20 counties, but we represent the retirees as opposed to the retirement systems. And I believe, as near as I can tell, SACRS was formed sometime in the late 50s. CRCEA was formed sometime in the late 60s. And it was set up to be very similar. Bylaws were very similar to SACRS. And you see a lot of similarities in both of the associations. We have biannual conferences, and it's required by our bylaws. However, one of the issues that came up during this conference, and it kind of was a focus that I dealt with, is because I'm the conference chair, have been for 10 years, was whether or not we should be able to have only one conference as opposed to two, simply because many of the associations that we have, and you're familiar with all of them just because they're the same ones as SACRS. But some of the very small ones like Imperial, Marin, Mendocino, Stanislaus, they have a difficult time trying to fund a conference, unlike SACRS that has unlimited funding. And so there's some real concerns. And also because each one of the counties, when they're supposed to be putting on a conference, they're expected to do it within their county, unlike SACRS, which goes north and south, and they're able to pick up some of the really big venues, Southern California and Northern both. But so right now, the issue that we're dealing with is, do we want to stay with two conferences? If we don't, what do we want to do? One of the options was to go with one conference in person and one virtual. The virtual conference would have been mostly the business meeting. Each one of the conferences has a business meeting, just like SACRS does. But we're looking at maybe one in-person conference and then one virtual, which would be either only the business meeting or maybe a business meeting and one or two speakers to bring it out to maybe a half a day. So those are some of the things we're working on. We have an ad hoc committee, which I chair, that we're doing surveys to all the counties. We have done one previously, but it was felt that the counties didn't have enough time to respond sufficiently. So we're going to resend the survey, update it a bit, clarify some of the questions that we had, and then confront this again at our next conference, which will be in April in San Bernardino in Ontario. So that's the main focus. As far as the conference goes, the items, the speakers are mostly focused on the retiree interest and not the investment interest. We leave the investment interest up to SACRS, of course. But some of the topics that we had were fraud prevention for seniors, wills and trusts, naturally, these are biggies. The program called Scholar Share 529, which is California's college savings plan. There was a lot of focus on what the grandparents want to maybe do for set up these plans for their grandchildren. And then we had a speaker, most people that are familiar with SACRS know Eric Stern. He's the CEO from Sacramento County Employees Association. He did a retrospective on pension reform before and after PEPRA, which was very outstanding. Then we had one speaker on the levels of care in nursing homes and skilled facilities and some of the problems that California is facing there, and probably not just California, but all over the U.S. Then we have a legislative update. We do have a paid lobbyist in Sacramento, and so the lobbyist came in to fill us in on what legislation of interest to the retirees and what we needed to do to try to protect our interests in California and in the legislature. And the naturally, the lobbyist, you know, was telling us what they were doing, what programs they were working on. Amy Brown, I'm not sure if anybody knows who she is, but I guess her biggest concern now is there's going to be an absolute turnover, almost a complete turnover in the legislature, because a lot of people are terming out. A lot of people have decided they're not going to continue on in that vein. And she says it's almost like herding cats when you're trying to get all these new legislators that don't even know where the bathroom is. So they don't know the ins and outs of the laws, the lawmaking, the procedures, and they're all set up for a real short learning curve. So those were kind of the things that we're focused on, and turned out to be very good. They had a tour of the underground, Sacramento Underground. If anybody hasn't seen that before, it's pretty interesting, where you find out that they actually raised Sacramento up off the ground because of some flooding from the Sacramento River way early in their history. And so they have a tour now that takes you down underneath the city, and you walk and they show you how they jacked up the city and the streets, and where it was actually the original streets and the underpinnings. But overall, highly recommend it. It's very good, and learned quite a bit, and it's kept us busy.
All right. Thank you, Mike. David, you had your word to speak as well.
Yeah, I just got home late last night from the IF EBP conference, and went through the trustee master's program and completed that. So I should be getting my certificate soon. Good educational conference, a very large conference. But I would encourage others to attend the IFEBP sessions. They have educational sessions throughout the year, and their main conference is worthwhile.
Yeah, I've attended previously. Their broad variety of topics and breakouts, and if you can't find it there, you're not going to find it probably, because they cover just about every topic. So that's good. I know Samson's there today, actually. He's got a full plate today, which is why he didn't join us today.
Yeah, it's still going today, but it's a half-day session, and so I gave priority to the SACERA meeting, so I just came home last night.
That's the spirit, David. Run yourself ragged for the good of the order. I like that. All right, any other trustee comments? All right, seeing none, we will stand adjourned. Keep in mind, we, Gail will correct me if I get this wrong, but we are meeting next on November 2. So that's next week. So we have back-to-back meetings. And so we wouldn't be meeting on the 9th, which would be the regular meeting slot. So next week is our meeting. So we'll see you back again soon. All right, stand adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Good to see everybody.
Bye, all.
Take care. Bye-bye.